This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
We will call the Senate Transportation meeting to order. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody online. A reminder, no cell phone interruptions or the committee will decide the fine. Please sign in if you're going to testify, and lobbyists, have your badges visible. At this time, would the secretary call the roll?
Senators Hone?
Excused.
Larson? Excuse. Sauter?
Here.
Shane Fish?
Here.
Wheeler? Excused. Beal?
Here.
Dibert?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
We're fortunate to have a quorum this morning. Some people may be counted absent later in the meeting. So I would look for a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Moved by Senator Sauter, second by Senator Beal. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So we don't have, we do have pages. Time for them to introduce themselves and tell us a fun fact about them and where they're from. Don't be shy.
Good morning. My name is Eliza Potter. I'm a senior at Gerritsen High School. I plan to go to South Dakota School of Mines and Technology for biology and chemistry degrees. And I've been to Europe is my fun fact for today.
Good morning. My name is Audrey Patterson. I go to Central Rapid City High School. I'm a junior there, and I plan to go to UNL for a degree in psychology with a minor in sociology and political science on a pre-law track. And then one fun fact about me is I've played soccer for about 13 years now.
Well, welcome, and good job this week, your last day, short timers. We have one bill this morning, House Bill 1173, and I'll remind people that all interaction will go through the chair. We'll take proponent testimony. Welcome, Representative. It's House Bill 1173, eliminate the cap on assessment amounts for road improvements. Please proceed.
Thank you, Chair and committee members. House Bill 1173, what it is not a mudflap bill. I want to make that assurance right away. An act to eliminate the cap on assessment amounts for road improvements, and this pertains to townships. Many of us in South Dakota probably don't know much or have much of an understanding or perhaps appreciation for townships and the important role that they play in the structure of governments in our state. This bill you're hearing today has allowed me to get a much better understanding of that role and the services they provide for their constituents, which of course are also our constituents. One of the primary responsibilities townships have is the maintenance of roadways in their jurisdiction that comprise both section line and non-section line roads. That's why I'm here. The purpose of this bill before you is to remove the cap of front foot assessments for townships, which currently stands at $2 per front foot. This change is to allow township boards to determine what their obligations are for the, and this is the important part, for the non-section line roads in their jurisdiction and set the assessment that meets the township's needs for not only today but well into the future. Within some townships, especially those closer to larger cities, there are residential housing developments that have been established over the years. Some of these have gravel road surfaces while others come with paved roads. While some may have private roads that fall under the care and maintenance of a homeowners association, HOA, many others have had townships, the township assigned the jurisdiction of those roads within those rural developments. Where gravel roads are much less expensive in the long run to maintain, paved roads are much more expensive in their upkeep and will have a lifespan of 30 to 40 years, depending on wear and tear, meaning that, of course, eventually they're going to have to be torn apart and rebuilt. It's not dissimilar to what we see on our interstate system every year when we travel back and forth across the state. Primary source of revenue for townships to accomplish this obligation within each of these developments is the annual front footage fee that this bill addresses. It's important to note Municipalities also have the legal ability to assess front footage fees on their residents, and with primary difference being there is no cap. In Brandon, where I reside, where I also happen to serve on our city council, we have an assessment rate on those front foot set at $2.25 per front foot. City staff, council review that on a yearly basis to determine if that fee is capable of covering our needs and set the assessment accordingly. I think I can safely say that this is also a local control, and I'm going to ask for passage of this. Now, I'm going to step aside. I believe we've got some people online that from the township, or a township, that want to testify. Thank you. I'll stand by.
Thank you,
questions.
Representative, and welcome to the meeting, Senator Wheeler. Appreciate you coming. Yep. We'll take any more proponent testimony in the room. Otherwise, we're going to go into a short recess till we get the IT issues resolved, and then we'll take the two online proponent testimonies. Okay, we'll come back to order. We have some online proponent testimonies. Kevin Callies, is that correct? Kalise, are you there? We're going to unmute your microphone here if you do it at your location as well.
Yeah, Kevin Kalise.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we do hear you. Thank you.
Okay. And I also have a supervisor, Rich Steffen, is with me also.
Can you tell us where you're from and who you represent, please?
We're from Split Rock Township. In Sioux Falls, it's just east of Sioux Falls there, kind of the growing part of Sioux Falls here right now with Veterans Highway.
Please proceed with your proponent testimony.
Okay. Just give me a second. Okay. The Split Rock Township, you know, we've had developments in our township since 1977. And we do these front foot developments, was put in for place for these developments to control sort of control different things and stuff in there. So what the residents, we put it in a separate account for the residents in that development. And we use it for dust control and asphalt. And so the issue with the bill is, or with the legislation is that it gives us a cap of $2. And it has worked over the years really well, but as you know, prices have went up over the years, especially for asphalt, for dust control and any other thing that the members want improved in their neighborhood, it covers it. And so what we're trying to do is trying to get it just like cities and towns so we can assess it and adjust it for the life of the road for asphalt. And, you know, again, it's more of a, for us, it's more of a local control that the neighbors get together and say, hey, we want asphalt in the development and stuff like that. And then, you know, we have to do crack seal and stuff in there. Because townships are normally not, do not have asphalt, you know, in their in their scope of what they do. It's usually just gravel, and so we're trying to be kind of the best neighbors, and it's been a win-win situation. But our problem has been, you know, lately is the cap, that $2 cap. So hopefully that explains, and, you know, thank you for considering it.
Thank you. Does the other gentleman like to speak?
I'll just say add a little bit too is, you know, the maintenance and stuff, the blacktop, it's a lot more costly than gravel. So if we don't raise the rate, these people have to dig out of their pockets and try to come up with enough money and to pay the difference. So it's always a chore or a work to try and get these people to do it. Otherwise, if they have the account and the money goes in the account every year, There's nothing to do the slurry seal, the crack sealing, the repaving or frost boils. You know, as you know, anything can happen with blacktop. So there would be money there to pay for that instead of having to come out of their pockets all at one time.
Could you, for the record and the online listeners, identify yourself, please?
Rich Steffen, supervisor for Split Rock Township.
Thank you, gentlemen. Further proponent testimony? I see none in the room, none online. I'll go to opponent testimony. Last call. There's no opponent testimony. We'll waive rebuttal and turn it over to questions from the committee. I have one for the prime sponsor.
Yes, sir. David Cull, District 2.
Thank you. Is there any concern about this with no cap become too aggressive and have too much taxation?
Thank you. Good question. As I explained, municipalities also have this capability. I'm going off of our experience that we have in Brandon. So there is no cap. Ours is set at 225. If we were to get out of line, I believe, I've got voters that I have to, I'm also on the city council there, I've got voters that I have to answer to. And the same is true with townships. Townships are going to have their voters that are going to dispute that, and that is really probably the best control that we have. They're the ones that are going to have to pay it, and they're going to take exception to that. And so that is the control. They come in, they assess what they need, they take a look at what they have for. And it's important to note, the money that's collected in this development stays in the development. It doesn't transfer to another one. They've got probably seven to nine of these developments that have paved roads, and then they've got a number of them that have gravel roads. And so every development is going to be a little bit different as far as what the needs are for yearly maintenance. Every 7-8 years you do a slurry seal on these, and then any pothole crack repair, same as the city. So that's the control, and they're answerable to their people, and I think that they will keep this under control.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? If not, we'll go to discussion and or action. Senator Wheeler.
I move to pass.
Second.
We have a do pass motion from Senator Wheeler, second from Senator Beal. Discussion on the motion.
I think the proponents made a good case for why this statute needs to be updated.
Further comments? With none. For the motion is aye, against is nay. Will the secretary call the roll?
Senators Hone, excused. Larson, excused. Aye. Sauter?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
Dibert?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 5 yeas, 0 nays, and 2 excused.
Having the majority affirmative vote, the bill is sent to the floor with a do pass recommendation. If there's no objections, I will add this to consent. Okay. Any other business before this body? I'll have an announcement. There'll be no meeting on Monday, but we will have a meeting on Wednesday, time to be determined. With that, I'll look for a motion to adjourn. Motion by Sauter, second by Shane Fish. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.